And now to actor Scarlett Johansson. She is the star of the latest Marvel Cinematic Universe hit, Black Widow. And she's suing the Walt Disney Company for releasing the film in theaters and on its streaming service at the same time. NPR's Bob Mondello has the details.
Black Widow opened in theaters 2 weeks ago to the biggest box office numbers of the pandemic, $80 million its opening weekend.
Okay, you got a plan or shall I just stay duck and cover?
My plan was to drive us away.
Well, your plan sucks.
After the opening weekend, the numbers fell off a cliff. Industry observers suggest that one reason attendance fell so quickly is that Disney had screened the film simultaneously on Disney Plus, allowing audiences to bypass theaters and watch it at home. Scarlett Johansson is the film's star and also its executive producer. She says in her lawsuit, which was first reported by the Wall Street Journal, that her agreement with Disney's Marvel Entertainment guaranteed an exclusive theatrical opening and based her salary in part on the film's box office performance. Disney released a statement saying there was no merit whatsoever to Johansson's complaint and lamenting the lawsuit's, quote, callous disregard for the horrific and prolonged global effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The pandemic has scrambled Hollywood's release patterns. A few big films, F9 for instance, delayed their premieres so they could go the traditional route. Others, like Pixar's Soul, bypassed theaters entirely and went straight to streaming. Warner Media, to boost its streaming service HBO Max, is releasing all of its titles this year, simultaneously in cinemas and on HBO Max. But it renegotiated many of its talent contracts to do so, reportedly paying stars and directors more than $200 million. Johansson's complaint says that her representatives tried to renegotiate her contract, but that Disney and Marvel were unresponsive. Bob Mondello, NPR News.